I can play the lecture. Not one instruction.
Let me welcome you and appreciate the fact that you were able to attend a meeting so that you can conclude on a positive note. It was indeed a long walk from 2009 to 2014. Their colleagues we started with in 2009 were unfortunately not here with us, not able to finish the race with us. But I'm happy to say at least about three colleagues were consistent in the comp since 2009. And as we look at the legacy report, I'm sure that they're going to be of great help because they'll remember what happened during the first 2 years before other colleagues could join us. Today we'll have an opportunity to see other colleagues who are part of the committee during lunch because we've organized a come together lunch so that we can bid farewell to each other in a very cordial environment and be able also to take the photos so that we can from time to time look at them and remember that we once belonged to this collective. We hope that you've enjoyed your stay in the committee thus far, and I'm actually pleased to indicate to you that I enjoyed your cooperation, your participation, quite dedicated to the work of the committee, hence we were able really to work things the way we have. The evolution itself wasn't, from the beginning it was quite hectic. I know from our colleagues in the DA, they wanted this department to finish. While I know that they indeed believed that there is a need for this department, where we differed perhaps was the approach, how we would like to look at the work of the department, how the department needs to be structured and so forth. But all in all, I think they saw a need for the department. When I remember, we only had one support member, which was the secretary only. We worked with the secretary from 2009 until 2013. We were joined by, is it 2013? Eh?
2011.
Is it 2011? When you joined us?
Yes.
Okay. What is today? 2014? It can't be 2011. Mm-mm. If it's 2011, it should be at the end, tail end of 2011.
At the end of 2011,
you had just joined us, yes. Yeah, so she joined us then, and then we worked with her without the content advisor who just joined us, also at the end of 2012. So you can see that it was quite hard for us, but managed to navigate through those challenges, and I hope that we all enjoyed the work thus far. Today, at least, we are able to produce a legacy report that would indicate the work of the department, even though we are without the whip of the committee, but we all know that we are in the midst of elections, and he's busy with the election work in the province of the KZN. Let me just, I just wanted to remind you that where we're coming from, so that as you consider the report, you're able also to factor in those facts. Thank you very much. Tando. Oh, we didn't start with Tando. We also started with Ariko, changed Ariko. We went to, what's the little person?
There was someone else in the pilot.
Oh, there was an acting person in between, and then there was the Gwebo, and then there was the ultimately, we had Tando, who joined us after we had gone to Brazil, actually, in 2012. Yes. So, I forgot, sorry, Tando. Okay, can you then give us a fellowship?
Good morning, honorable members and colleagues and everyone present in the meeting. I've got an apology from Honorable Mohai. He apologized that he won't be able to attend the meeting due to the fact that he will be attending the meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources because they are dealing with legislation. I've also got an apology from Honorable Mohorosi. She will be joining the meeting a bit late because her flight delayed. My apologies. I have got a standing apology from Honorable Nduli also.
Thanks very much, Tendu. Can then move to the next item, which is the consideration and adoption of the committee legacy report. I'm aware that the report was only circulated yesterday, and I hope that members were able to go through the report. Last week we erroneously circulated the report, and we did indicate that that report was work in progress. We are now happy with the report as it is, and for the fact that we have only proceeded yesterday, there might be members who have not had an opportunity to go through it. Why we expect that members could have gone through it as soon as they report, because they received it, especially those who received the electronic version of it. I don't know how we're going to approach it. My proposal was that we go page by page. We skip page 3. Page 1, actually 2, 3. Okay. Yeah, the content advisor is advising that we perhaps need to look at the extreme structure. I don't know whether it needs explanation, Tando, or is it, or, and, Noisa and, Brenda. Because, I thought this was, standard, such as it's, guided by the committee section. Who wants to explain that?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Chair, our apologies indeed for having circulated the document 8. I'm just making the recommendation so that we can make it easy for members to know to how or what we have added in the report. Basically, there is a table of contents, though, which is on page 2. However, what we did, which is standard for all the committees, was to mainly first do an introduction of the department, of the work of the committee with regards to what the department does. The other part of the report really talks to the oversight issues, like the oversight is that the committee had in 5 years. You will note that having been a newly established committee, there was a lot of work done in terms of trying to understand the environment. Thus, there are a lot of oversight visits. The report therefore details which institutions or which businesses or organizations were visited throughout the time. So the oversight visits have been listed in terms of which organizations were visited, and highlighting the key issues that came out of each oversight. And then the next part of the report talks to the key challenges in light of the issues that were picked up during the oversight, not only just challenges. And so then the other part talks to the challenges noted during the oversight visit, and then it also goes on to highlight the key achievements. I think that one is very important, because anybody coming in during the 5th Parliament would want to know exactly what was achieved in the 4th Parliament. And then it concludes by highlighting some of the key issues.
Okay, Quadis, I think what Brenda was trying to do is just to indicate as to what is in the report, that is the content of the report. What we need to focus more on, I think from my side, I thought that would help the people who be coming in, would be the key issues that we are working on, and then what issues need to be followed up also. If we can also put our attention to that, I think that would help them a lot, because they might want to follow up on the issues that we, especially around the public entities, around the oversight, the areas we visited. They might want also to follow up on issues that we're highlighting there, and see how they take them forward. Otherwise, can we then comment? Then compare with them. The first, we're going to start on the fourth page, because I think that one, that's the page. If you specify it with page 2, which we just gives you the content, what is the table of content, what is in the report. If you specify with it, can we move to page 4?
I understand, because I've never aware of the page 3.
Why do you want to get to page 3?
It's my
area. That's not. No. No, but I think you're right. Yeah? You have a point there. If members feel that there's something that is left out that perhaps they would like, you know, to highlight on the forward, let's do it.
I want you to leave out something. It's in the second paragraph, the last sentence, the second last line there. It says, our committee, like any democratic formation, is allowed. Mm-hmm. And I would suggest that you take something up there. And in the next paragraph, to the support team, which ensures efficient and effective functioning of the committee, in Afrikaans we would call it the opened, and it has, you know, start off the, what do you call it, the double punt in English? A hyphen, or what do you? Or you want a hyphen? No, not a hyphen, two dots.
Colon.
Thank you so much.
Also goes to the Honorable, whether we remove S or we leave it and put a comma. Honorable two.
There on the section of other members of the social committee, then I feel I know my colleague Dr. Amrishnir would prefer a doctor as opposed to Mr. Oriana Amrishnir.
Says, are we sure we want to have on paragraph 1.1, the very first paragraph, where it says the committee members as of closing of the term? And I just want us to be sure that how we want to put it, as of closing of the term. But I just wanted us to accept that it is fine. If we say it's fine, then I'm just not very sure.
Chairperson, on page 5, the second line from the top, Mr. Marais' initials are SJF Marais. And I was fortunate to be able to check it with the list that we've submitted yesterday to the IEC. his first name is SJF. And then the rest is, I see there's a replication of Mr. Mubu and Mr. Kutsia and I think Dr. Rabi's names. So perhaps when they appear a second time on page 5, the last three names, Mubu, Kutsia and Rabi, can be deleted. Thank you.
I'm trying to reconcile paragraph 2, the last line, well, paragraph background in the development of the committee, where the last line says, meanwhile, on 27 May, that it does, the committee, and that's the front page, the cover page, starts with July, that is the report from July. I would imagine that we can get it to this juncture to stop the report of the work on July 2009 when the committee was constituted in May.
Thank you.
part of members being deployed and redeployed by the president.
I second what Dr. Ngwenya suggests.
So I take it that we have limited this. Just to try and close the gap between May and July. How we do that will be determined by, you know, the record, what is in the record. But there must be an explanation somehow, you know, on why we started in July and not in May.
Okay, I wanted to check the recent incident. I agree with the data, it's important for your purposes and for to be accurate to the back of the history. If that's we keep the date, I'm just talking about the meanwhile. Meanwhile, on the 27th of May, the committee unanimously proposed this.
Commissioner, I agree. Said, I think the best way to do it is just to kick out the main one. Just kick out the main one and start on, and it's much better.
Okay, thank
The department only started operating in July. Can you remind each other? as it was established in July. The members will come in as we all members. The members will get appointed to the cabinet, and then you get members, each party, for instance, organizing a list of deployment, and members be deployed as chairs, as sweeps, as workers, in various areas of responsibility. It's possible that when the president announced the executive, which was done when? Can you remind each other? If it was done in July, which I don't think, the inauguration of the president was done in May, and then in July, did he also wait two to three months to announce the department? That's what I remember. And then the first date of the mission. I think we have to go back to deal with those things. I know that sometimes it can be confusing when it comes to things. And we allow us to go back and deal with those issues. Thanks, Babsema, for bringing that to attention. Can we move on then to papers? And I think so.
Thank you very much. I've been grappling with this thing for a while.
Just before, yeah,
it's a substantial one. I've been grappling with it for a while because I think it's actually put a huge burden on the committee if we leave it like that. It's a paragraph from the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, which starts, in facilitating his work and oversight, the committee ensured that decent jobs are created, projects are completed with the schedule, results are achieved, and economic development projects aligned with the national policies. And my problem was with the word ensured, because it then puts, to my mind, it puts the committee in a situation where we actually execute this, and the committee doesn't execute anything. So I think that if we leave the sentence in, we're putting a huge burden on the committee. And my suggestion would be to drop it completely, because the sentence above it and the sentence below it actually talks about what the committee does. I think if you test it and say, how could the committee ensure that these jobs are created, you find you can't substantiate the statement. Okay. Thanks, Chair.
That's debatable.
I know.
Can we apply our minds to this? The matter before us?
No, I agree with Honourable Member Mutau. The only point that I'm still pondering, I mean personally, is whether we do away with the whole paragraph altogether. But on the with or ensure, I agree with his interpretation. Thanks.
The way forward? Mr. Jason?
That's a different thing. But I think when we do oversight, to ensure the department implements as recommended by the committee. We oversee them to ensure that they do what they're required to do.
So you believe we should leave it as it is? Okay. Any other?
That
But we will still finalize that, the paragraph. The facilitation, the one before that one. The one that is very short. No, we... No. In facilitating its work and oversight, the committee, well, there's a proposal that we delete the whole paragraph
At the same time, the feeling I hear, I'm hearing that we have contributed to ensuring that the different jobs are created. And I understand the sentiment, where the sentiments come from, because there was at some stage the fight that the department should really ensure that they complete their project in schedule, within schedule.
When I made the point, I actually prefaced it by saying, if you look at the paragraph above it and the paragraph below it, and those bullet points that follow, they cover that sentence. It's something that I was around trying to change that paragraph and reword it. It doesn't work. So that's why I suggested the best way, if we take it out, this report will not lose anything. Because if you go down, you'll see we talk about decent work, we talk about all of those things that are things. It's only that the way it's written that the committee ensures, we can't do that. There's no way the committee can ensure something like that. Yeah.
That projects are completed with it. How about that, Mr. Jason?
Yeah, it's difficult. There are two questions I think to see about the paragraph or the question above. So really, I think one way or the other, ensure must be effective. Like, we make recommendations and we call the department or entities to the committee. Why do we do that? The recommendations, why do we come again and follow up on them? If you ensure that they implemented the recommendations.
Yeah, I don't think he's disputing that. What he's really saying is that in his observation, actually, when reading the report, that could still be covered by, for instance, the one on decent jobs, by the first bullet, that could still be covered by that. That's why he said that the first one is maintaining constant monitoring of the actions, policies, and activities of the Economic Development Department and the entities. And then when you look at the sentence preceding the bullet, in the execution of its oversight role, the committee identified the following key priorities which informed and guided its programs. Number one is ensuring, the ensuring is there, ensuring thorough monitoring and evaluation, as well as participating public consultation, that the economic policy developed by the department results in the realization of the objective of the decent work agenda. You see? So that ensuring is there.
Yeah, so I'm coming up to that.
Yeah.
Even that one, I now agree that you can do away with that one, because it's the same thing. I do agree.
We do away with the whole paragraph.
It's facilitating each work, blah, blah, but the same thing is facilitated in the going forward.
Oh, okay. So, we're making progress. We're saying now we shouldn't put promotion. We should just do how about this general with the paragraph. Yes.
Mm.
There is consensus of some kind. What I'm hearing is that we're hearing two things here. One, that as much as this paragraph is broken down in the in the point form, it is still important to highlight our efforts in promoting, you know, that different work be done and projects be completed in schedule, and that the work on economic development is aligned to with other policies. Can we move from there, please? Whoever is coming, can you really zoom into that? Tell us what exactly we want us to do. There are two views here. There are those who say we need to do away with it. There are those who say we need to rework it by replacing, in short, with promoting that they not answer.
No, Corporate Chair, I second the point that we replace a short with promoting, you know, so that we retain this, but we use the word promote.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
are you also you covered? Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I think that we have. Oh, where's Martha and Brandy? No, ma'am, they mustn't. They can't do that. We gave that as an assignment. They have to come back here. We are dealing with the report now. They must take notes. No one thing that delays us in reporting, writing reports, is that the fact that the notes are not properly taken. Is that another?
Another point for the shadows. I don't know whether we have addressed it, but on the same page 6, the paragraph that starts with the
you can lift, just a minute. You're out of order, you should read. We are discussing the report, and this is the report that you must go back and amend according to our discussions here, following our discussions here. So the task we've given you is the task that you still have to deal with. But after we have completed this work that we're doing now, so please don't abandon us in that process, because most of the time we can't finish reports because of, you know, data. Minute taking. Thank you. That can continue.
I was saying on page 6, after the third bullet, the paragraph that starts with the key role, I'm not sure whether we have corrected it, but if we haven't, I propose we introduce the key role of the committee. Oh, no, let me withdraw. I think I saw it as if it's a trip, the singular committee.
No, it's a
the plural. Okay.
Yeah, it's a general.
Okay, no, let me withdraw it.
Okay, thank you. May we then move further to page 6, further then? If there are no other issues there. Yeah. 7.
course of my team was first very long. Planning progress of the implementation of ITAP 2 is in the first student program and one in progress and the first stop at the end of the year of the first time.
Mm. I wanted also to come to that because we started with ITAP 1 before ITAP 2. I think, and the progress from ITAP 1 to 2, what we didn't do, for instance, to look at the new one, that is ITAP 3, I'm told, I remember ITAP 3, and we finalized it, no? But we haven't done anything to that regard as a committee. But I would want us to put ITAP 1 and 2. We're tracking progress with the implementation of ITAP 1 and 2. There's a suggestion that we just mention industrial policy and not mention the action plan 1 and 2. The action plan actually is taking, you know, it's implementing the industrial policy in phases. So if we say the industrial policy in general, are we not negating other aspects? I think it's important that because we workshopped ourselves on the industrial strategy, but we also focused on the industrial policy action plan 1 and 2. I know that in the first 2-3 years we were really dealing with the ITAP a lot, especially when we were developing the new growth hub. Colleagues, can you continue? This is taking for granted that the metro would deal with both rural and urban. Or is it that metros are only dealing with urban?
No, just
what I'm asking is, are we taking for granted here that the metros, the metro centers, only focus on urban areas? Or they're the only municipalities that are focusing? Or is it just the metropolitan centers? What are we saying? Yes. It's English. Sometimes it's
collection.
Confusing us, yes.
Seeing that we are talking poverty, I think the rural is good, you know, to catch others. But metropolitan, I think we should replace it with something else. I don't think we need a metropolitan in this context.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do not have a reformulation at the moment.
It is possible that we understand it wrong. Hence, people with good English can assist us. Methodists who understand English better.
Not good English, but Chinese. If you can try to be just simple and talk about rural and urban.
It's okay, you can leave the metropolitan anytime. Determine where areas of poverty are located in the country, which includes the rural and metropolitan centers, and ensure economic policy. Metropolitan centers are the townships, the suburbs, the towns, the cities, whatever. The rural are all the areas outside the centers.
So I was saying, I was taking it for granted that they only address the perhaps the peri-urban, the urban, and the developed areas. Is that what you think? What you think? Are we?
You need to say rural and urban areas. Yeah, just rural and urban areas. Covers anything in between.
We did visit in Mpumalanga because we're dealing with customs issues. If you remember well, this is the period where we're dealing with the response on the global economic crisis. We visited the Komati port in Mpumalanga. We visited the Durban port in KZN, and then, but we didn't go to the port. We visited the south office. And then we also visited the O.R. Tambo International Airport in the customs part of it in Gauteng. Is that another thing?
So to take up from what the gentleman has suggested, it seems to me the heading under 7.1 will then just be oversight visit to South African Revenue Services Centers. Maybe it's just a little bit higher up in place now. And I mean the disadvantaged position that I wasn't here at the time, but just before the heading marked 7, oversight visits, there the last sentence is, however the department considers the review contacts of the ITAC Commission, page 9, just number 7, oversight visits, and then the last sentence above that. However the department considered and reviewed contacts, I'm reading it again. I thought we were referring to the portfolio committee. Now I'm happy that the department established the board for CIFA in 2011. That's it. And then if we come down again, just before 7.1, the following oversight trips were undertaken. Again, that last sentence there, and I'm going to start reading in the middle. Inter and interdepartments, government and social partners work in a much coordinated and aligned manner. That much coordinated. So I would suggest that we use perhaps better coordinated or in a coordinated, but the word much coordinated. It's just before the bold sentence which says the following oversight that's been undertaken. In a more coordinated, thank you, yes.
So, can we go back to 7.1? We're saying we just we omit in Devon and O.R. Tambo as Ms. Gatman recommended. But then we also, instead of just mentioning the city, some have mentioned the provinces, we must just indicate it. Are we satisfied with the rest? Honourable Gatman? This was a cut and paste, but something was missed in the pasting. This is the section of Parliament, but you needed to also include the rules of Parliament. I think something was missed there. We need to correct that. But this is the standing. I think what they needed to put is just the standing introduction for every committee when they introduce the oversight work. Something, they missed something here in relation to Parliament. I agree with you, Dr. Pierre. Can we move with that understanding that is going to be corrected? Thank you. The other issue? Mr. Beckman, you're still on the floor, are you done? Thank you. Mr. Mabasa?
I'm looking at the second paragraph on page 9, the one that starts with there were no international agreements.
Yes.
I'm asking myself whether is it necessary for us to have that sentence up to the committee. There are no international agreement process and statutory appointments
made during the term of the committee. I'm asking myself whether should we dispense with that sentence? Is it communicating something vital? I'm asking that question. I would propose we do away with it.
No, it's as required. It's just per the template that we need. It is required that we give that information. Yeah. Otherwise, we wouldn't have even mentioned that. Next one. Apart from that, Mr. Bergman is raising, which is correct.
we also need to correct the sentence. I didn't see it actually. Dr. Mabasa, come to your, to the issue you wanted to raise.
Oh, it's two issues. The first one is on paragraph. The second paragraph says the committee's theme. And then it says a focus for the third term was B on, so it means something should be corrected there. So I don't know whether I should pause until we have attended it or point another one that challenges us. I was just saying that the sentence doesn't read proper. The sentence says the committee's theme and focus for the third term must be on the economic crisis framework response. That would be something is amiss.
The B will be removed, otherwise it's fine. If you are correct at the mother's home, are you okay? Okay. Can we move on? Maître Idy? I think it needs to be read properly. The committee's theme and focus for the third term was on the economic crisis framework response. Economic crisis response framework. And one of the areas where progress has been made relates to control and management of customs fraud. And then the second one, it explains that customs fraud has led to many job losses, which has a fundamental impact on the economic development of South Africa. There's something I missed there. So in the end, do you want to explain? Notice, are you already there when we dealt with the issue?
Okay.
You weren't there. Okay. Yes.
I think the sentence you just read, the consistent and focus for the third term was on the economic crisis framework response. Full stop. Then we take off everything up to fraud. Because what we are trying to capture here is that the committee was focusing on the economic crisis because as a result of the customs fraud. So the next sentence then explains that customs fraud has been identified as a focus area because it has led to many job losses, which has a fundamental impact on the economic development of South Africa. So
has led to many job losses, which had a fundamental impact on the economic development of South Africa. Those are the two sentences that I think should hold in that paragraph. If members do understand, you do. Can we agree with what Ms. Brande is saying there? They go and change it accordingly. The next area. Can we move to page 11?
Yeah. I don't know whether we can use these words on paragraph after those three bullets that follow each other. The committee noted that considerable progress had been made with regard to. Shouldn't we have with regard to, so that we remove the S? Unless we say we can use regard and regard synonymously. And I propose we remove the S.
Okay, can you move on then, thanks for moving. Page 11.
The paragraph that comes after the third four bullets that are following each other.
Mm-hmm.
The first bullet, ascertaining, the one that starts with ascertaining, it then has a column. It ends with a column, which means the column introduces us to the two following bullets. So I think an amendment needs to be made with regard to the bullets. Because if one looks at the bullets, one will think that they carry the same strength. Whereas the second and the third bullet, they are phrased as following a column.
I
did not come with a specific recommendation, but all I meant is that the strength of the bullet should be separated. They must not weigh, they mustn't have the same weight. Because the first bullet says ascertaining that development took place, and then it goes on until it ends with a column.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the column introduces us to the following two bullets.
Mm-hmm.
But if one was to look at the three bullets holistically, they will appear as if they have the same price. So I think something needs to be amended.
The style of writing, maybe. I understand what you're saying. But are you arguing on the, in terms of the content, are you arguing in terms of the way it's written?
No, all the way it's written. Yes. Because if we say the bullets are weighing the same, then we must ask ourselves whether we really need a column. And if we say we do need a column, then maybe we don't have a bullet before ascertaining. But we need to do something.
Yeah, I think that should be corrected by
the
Alright. Thanks. Are you comfortable with that? Yes. So it's the other one is the reasons for visiting. The other one is information provided by the department. Is it clear? Yes. Thanks. Can we move on to the next page? Page 12. I'm just watch because we still have other minutes also to dispose. Page 12. Oversight to Limpopo. Metadata.
Can I be corrected, sir? 7.4. Did oversight visit to Limpopo province or the Limpopo province? I'm not sure myself.
What's the difference? Okay. There is like you're respecting the it's the people with regards to the people of Limpopo. Yes. Those who understand English better help us. Are we okay?
Yeah. So it's formed. So you can use certain for example the articles there with some of them. For example, you talk of the Western Cape, but you talk of Limpopo, and you can say the Limpopo province or the Transvaal or the so either way it's fine.
Transvaal. Okay. Alright. Isingere is their child. So we are comfortable. It's okay. And then this is you get the assistance you need. Can we move on? As long as we're comfortable with the issue. Page 13.
Okay.
Any process, method that
changes the flow of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to read to a picture in Gauteng. These others are just saying to get their proof and get their provinces and
having the oversight visit proof, free statement of things, usually the city and then the province. So it's got to be, if we want to write it with a commas, then it's got to be Bloemfontein, free state. And then like we're doing it, or we can say Bloemfontein in the free state. But it's got to be the city first and then the province.
You know, our teacher, they'll always do that. That's the challenge with the teacher. Huh? What are we saying to? Accent in which the municipal engaging with the provincial official refers to assess the extent in which. Yeah. It's a bit confusing. 7.6. The first bullet. It was in which, ne? To a certain extent. Thank you. To which, ne? I think that's one by end. Okay. You must also refer to that issue so that we can then. Huh? Yeah. Page 40.
Any particular suggestion? Indeed, there is something wrong on that sentence. Any suggestion? It is the under 7.6.2, the second, the first bullet. Under 7.6.2, page 14. Comment sur ceci?
can I understand you here just talking about the workers, very small businesses, when you say business, this is how they talk about the informal structure. Maybe if you continue to see the difference between Israel and individual workers, I don't know if you can get this kind of thing from the writer. So they're both business, but usually, generally speaking, when you see business, you talk about something being organized. When you say workers, it gives you the understanding to the size of the business, and that's the ones who are usually included by the police.
I think what Mamsi is raising there is that concerns that the Metropolis raised did not take into consideration that there was differentiation between legal and illegal businesses, something like that, rather than and you can add a column between legal, the issue of differentiation rate, the insertion of different set of differences.
Yeah. I think indeed it's differentiation between legal and illegal traders. So I think we can correct that to say concerns that Metropolis did not take into consideration that there is differentiation between legal and illegal traders instead of workers and business.
Agreed? Excellent.
Any other issue? Page 14.
Or are we ready to go to 15?
Yeah.
Page 15. The last point on page 50. The one that says that starts with the provision. Oh, okay. We agree. Any other on 50? There is a proposal that the last bullet on those many bullets, the first set of bullets, the last one, on page 15. Colleague Banyama, could you read it again, please?
Surrender boycotts and refusal to sign this agreement were common.
Any other points on 15? Or are we ready to go to 16? Page 16. After the M. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I hope it's still the same company that we referred to earlier, the IDC and FEDCOS. I think there's a V there which shouldn't be there.
Still page 16. Any other correction to the EHS? So that takes us to 17. Soon we will correct the first sentence the same way we have been correcting it to start with put the Richard's Bay right in the other. Am I interpreting it correctly? So that it's not present any practice, but it's Richard's Bay in practice. Is that not how we have the trend that we've adopted? Let me ask you to speak aloud.
I was proposing that in 7.8.2, first sentence there, we remove KwaZulu-Natal province because already mentioned the heading.
Okay. Thank you. Any other question? Page 17.
Okay. It's slightly confusing. If you look at 7.8.2, oversight means to return to KZN in Richard Bay or Richard Bay in KZN. Then you go at the end of page 17. Oversight is which is KZN, Kaunti, Limpopo, and Northwest provinces. And yet we have already started to report on the KZN business. So I want you to suggest that maybe that whole session be located under the village 2 and under KZN, for instance. Yeah, we're starting here with KZN 7.9.1 village 2 dam shelter, then goes to village 2 Tuzini, village 2 Maranza, and so on. And I would suggest that so that we don't deal with KZN again, we move over to deal with the departments. And from there, we move in now to actually deal with KZN and other provinces again. Oversight. It's a question of just the structure.
Okay.
We're struggling there.
The Secretary has a way to let us on, Secretary.
I'm not sure whether I understand Honorable William correctly, but the oversight visit in 7.8 is different from the one in 7.9. It's different oversight visits.
Any other observation on page 17? So we go to 18.
That takes us to page 19.
bottom line, the small, medium and micro enterprises that were unaware of FIFA, if you can give FIFA interpretation.
Okay. Thank you. Comment on Goyma?
A feeling of consistency in the light of the changes that we've made in regard to 7.9.3 or 7.9.2 on the semicolons. And I think we need to remove that as well.
Okay. Agreed. Any other point on page 19? So that takes us to page 20.
Thank you, Acting Chairperson. Just maybe the spelling there of Roslyn in the second paragraph from the bottom, the first sentence. The committee also visited the missing plant in Roslyn, so I think maybe the L must just move it and maybe a double E.
Oh, okay. So the correct spelling is? Double S. Is it with a double S? Okay. Any other chairperson wants to make a point? So can we say that the secretariat will look into that? Revisit of leave. Any other point we have turned page 20. Any other point you corrected? One, your mic,
No, I'm saying that let's remove the full stop and on that title there.
On the title?
Yes, round table for SMEs and corporate control.
Okay. With that done, any other point to raise? Page 20? So we're ready to 21. Carefully about the point that we are saying right already. Jefferson?
I think it needs to be corrected. It's the language of the country, and I think it's also is adopted from the UN definition or talking. The people living with disability. I think we have to do
this. Can we agree to do that?
Yes.
Any other correction? Page 21. I think you, when we come to God like this, you see the value of taking these directions, because one mistake, it can put us or all of us in trouble. Look at 7.12. Let me read it aloud. On the 29th January 2014, the committee visited the above offices. Shouldn't we have with the aim of, and then the visit itself there, aren't we using the word visit too much? If we delete that, can we give thought to that and see if we can't enrich the sentence? Content ambassador? Your mic?
Thank you, Chair. I think we can say on the 29th, the committee visited their above offices and the aim was to, so that we leave out the aim of the visit.
The aim
was to.
So that we leave out the visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on with it. Can you try to read it to the end? Was to.
Okay.
My proposal to amend the sentence, should read on the 29th January 2014, the committee visited the above offices with the aim of inducting the new member.
Let's think carefully. I know that one of the byproducts is to induct new members, but I don't think that could have been the sole reason. Maybe we must, while partially that is true, but let's check ourselves. Correct, Sotesi?
Yes,
claim?
Since that be the case, why did you mention us, the union member, I need to go to the right?
Reflector? Did you take the reflector? Your mic,
thank you, but I was going to say, maybe we could say on the 29th of January, the committee visited the above offices with the aim of familiarizing the new members of parliament with the economic department and its entities, the department and its entities.
Yeah,
it's a just that you have announced as a new member of parliament or member of parliament in the committee. You're not one of the members of parliament, but you're a new member of the committee.
It's new members of the committee. Just meant to address the chair's concern whether this was the only thing that was happening. If you keep it in that form, you could say that the above offices as part of the induction of members. Or the other thing that I liked was the next proposal about familiarizing the members of the committee to the work of the committee.
Let's try to integrate those two points. Speak on any point. Maybe I'm complaining you.
No, I was just going to take all of that, but I agree with the member of the audience. As part of this, it was an additional age, but we always do oversight. That is saying that not specifically to journalism, but it's part of that oversight.
Yeah. I think let's play slide
that to come out. I think we took this trip or visit, we undertook this other visit in order to familiarize new members with the work of the department and its entities. That was the whole reason that we gave when we made a proposal to the House. So it should be left as it is, so that we don't add any other thing. That's why we requested that new members get familiarized on the work of the department. That was the only reason.
Okay. Yes,
rather we remove imagine and instead come familiarize. Because here we talk, more or less one thing is focused. Induction is something here. Induction means that members must be taken through the work and everything, practical, and that was not the case. It's formalizing, it's appropriate. I think I agree with the chairman.
Can we continue that way? Okay. What is
the question? The question is always in the audience, we have a
So you want to propose that vote be refused?
You know that whether Gundwana speaks, mine is to agree with him. and simply say let's strike a compromise and then say that induction and formalization, otherwise practically we do not do any induction. So we're just giving a space for people to understand the work and introducing them on the entities of the department as well. Not actually what we supposed to be doing. Because it's actually taking us through what we're supposed to be doing in terms of oversight and so on. That's induction. And that was not the case. But since we say it's a good one that I'm speaking, so mine is to say we agree. I agree with this.
But it, I think what we need, we don't need to make a mistake, because you see, each time we go, we make an application, and in the application we ask to motivate. Why are we taking a particular trip? And this one specifically, if you remember well, I also introduced it in the committee, indicating that we are going to take new members to the offices of the department, and in order for them to get familiarized with the working. And indeed, that's exactly what was done. They were given, briefings were given, and also tours of the offices. That was the main thing that was done. I think we should leave it.
And can pass without an attending? Any other item on page 22? Although right on top there, where we have SMMEs, shouldn't we have SMMEs and cooperatives? Especially because we also go down to speak about agriculture sector, you know, the... President Wanyama can give you crazy.
I agree with you, using abbreviations that are not necessarily coming out of South Africa here, we must even be more careful. That's RIAI, it's RIAI. We must just be sure. All I'm saying is that we must be sure that our abbreviations are proper. Any point to the date, 824? Are we ready to I see that Itau Unibanco, as a topic, it doesn't have a small head there, I don't know what to call it, but where the sentence starts, it has a small head on top of it. It's called? An umla. Yes, so that can we strive for constituency for the umla? Any other point any other point that's been seen on any other point? But I also see above page above point 9 that we have SMEs. Just to be sure whether we intended to say SMEs or we intended to say SMEs. You know, just so that it mustn't be a mistake. On page 24. Senator, do you think we are on track? Much comment there? Or, do you want to comment whether it's SMEs or SMMEs?
It's translated as SMEs, not SMMEs. SMMEs is a South African term.
Also, this one is a Korean term. Akuri. Okay. Thank you.
On the SMMEs, small s, we have not said items, but that's the comma.
Yes, yes.
Are we looking now on the SMMEs, right? For the SMMEs, we don't have.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Sometimes they use it, sometimes they don't, so we have to decide whether we use it for something.
For consistency, we don't have to use it. Sorry, that through you, Chair.
Yes, that's all right.
For consistency, I was saying we don't have to use it. We can just delete it.
Okay. Also, that it signifies plural, the essence of plural. Okay. Any other points? Page 24. So we 25. Any points being
observed?
Page 26. let me ask you a question, just so that we ask ourselves this question. The very first sentence to promote decent work, but shouldn't we also speak of creating are we promoting, are we creating, are we, just so that we think carefully about this,
I think we promote and create, but we have a job in that we said that we promote decency in that job. Where there's no job at all, we create those. But at the same time, we ensure that that job is decent.
In other words, we can also introduce
Are we
agreed?
Let's hear other members. Do you understand the colleague Freddy's question? Can you repeat, ma'am?
I think in individuals took birth as captured in the official NGP document. However, the point we're trying to express is that the committee was able to use this as a performance measure in terms of which they could measure the department's performance. Because if you look at the last sentence, we're trying to say that this became the committee's reference document for guiding the oversight and strategic work of the committee in evaluating the performance of the department and the entities. So the achievement for the committee was that they were able to identify a sort of a mechanism that they could use to guide how they monitor the performance of the institution or of the entities of the department.
So it means we should then leave it as is, am I right? Okay. Comrade Kili was asking a question. How do you want to respond to that? Comrade Otesi?
So for me, permanent or short-term job is somehow a complex, because I think people who are highly skilled, who are not permanent taking jobs, but they'll come and apply that skill where they needed, you know, contractors, you know, and there are people who do not have skills who depend on the lifespan of the particular project. For instance, the project is there, they'll work, and at the end of the project, when the project is completed, their job is done. But there are those who are highly skilled who only come, you know, when they are needed.
Yes.
Yeah. You can not have not because you don't have a skill or there's no job for you, but you do something specific after doing that. Like a person who's freelancing.
Seasons
not always. You are there, you are registered as a seasonal worker. But what we're fighting for is that the wages should be decent and the conditions should be decent. So I think that why we're talking permanency and also temporary, the conditions should be decent in both. But real jobs also, we have to look into that and give them more meaningful understanding. But this is what we are promising, of course.
Can we pass with that understanding? On the same page 26, 1 month, it is not double N. It is one N. So that is the right thing. Okay, thank you. Let's then go to 27.
Bullet point IJ. J, the attitude within the committee grew over the years. I have a problem with that word attitude.
There we are.
I'm laughing because I wanted to show you in the next that you have asked and it should last time.
Yeah, why are they trying to convey a little bit of the news?
I know that they used the stress plan workshop that we had. You remember we did the SWOT analysis there. But I worry that some of the things are not put into context. If maybe we can track this from the discussions we had, maybe it would give us another minute. But as it is it now, I think it's a bit confusing.
So you read it? Or you want to come on for
the society? So only who work, because usually when we say attitude, you say something negative, but if you continue reading the sentence, it talks about something positive, it talks about the proactiveness, maybe the cohesion in the group, but it could be put better.
Dr.
Salud?
Yes,
I think the way to resolve this would be to get what Sandy, the scribes wanted to convey. But I understand what they're trying to do here is to show that there was some development and improvement of how things work there. My only problem, as I say, not only, but the problem is the word attitude itself. I've got other things I could suggest, but I don't know whether they make sense, because you're either talking of confidence or teamwork or whatever in that context. So I just, if I could get a sense of what they were trying to convey, maybe I could come up with a word that would do that.
The team of participants?
There are words like posture, demeanor, and stuff like that, but I need to understand what they are trying to convey.
I think I propose that indeed we read it, because I think there is some positiveness in it. The expression is that the committee was more proactive in ensuring that it influences the work of the EDD and the entities towards ensuring that its work has more impact on the needs of the electorate.
And also we must check whether we need the word electorate, because we are not dealing with electorate, but we are dealing with community, the people, but not electorate. So you will rephrase it, and then we why don't we give them a chance to rephrase it, and we go on, and
to make another point, that the ones that mean that in the same paragraph, the committee's achievements, its plural should be achievements on its ability, in the same sentence as you go down, and the last
bind the lives of either the citizens or lives of citizens. It's not its citizens, the committee has no citizens. Right? The lives of the citizens or you know, the people or whatever. Does that make sense? Yeah, okay.
So that, why this is being rephrased? Let's quickly go to page 27. Brenda will be spending time with me rewriting it, so that we propose it. On page 27, any observations there?
Yeah, 11.1.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other? Are you okay? Then we go to page 28.
Training that we did at the committee on free trade areas and so on and so forth, that what is that?
Yeah.
Is it
yes.
I thought it was important. I'm not sure. We only got this today. Maybe I might have missed that, the way the committee did them too.
The second one is that we met with the Iraqi ambassador at that meeting, which he made a long list of things that he, I don't know, but whether it was necessary or not, I'm not sure.
So we've got that. Any other points?
I'm going to
So, let's take this back to the citizen, but let me also ask ourselves, it's not the appropriate space where, because the report has been written by the committee, us, the committee members. It's not appropriate that we also think it's not the space where we should think the secretariat is not there.
Yes? Is that your time? Okay. Thank you very much. Colleague, I guess this would summarize the work that you've done during the whole parliament. The editions will be made and copies will be distributed or circulated to members. Are we comfortable with that? While at the same time we supposed to eat it, we're supposed to do, be submitted to the House Chair. Okay. Yeah. So that then would conclude our report, consideration of the report. We have the report, or we have officially adopted. Oh, I always take this for granted, you know. Can we get a mover for adoption? If we, with amendments, of course. Can we get a mover? Thank you very much. So then, please, I don't know whether we're able to deal with oversight reports. We have only 10 minutes, including the walking time to the restaurant. And we're only left with this week. What do we do? We have minutes. The minutes that I feel are very, very important that we should dispose of for those of the public hearings. Those are very important because they also need to support our report on the bill itself. Are we in agreement? So we did receive the minutes on time. So can we go through them in the next, just for 5 minutes, in the next 5 minutes, if we can? Can we go to page one of the minutes of this covers the 3 days. Today's 11th. Oh, okay. Yeah, 3 days, 14, 15, 16 January. Page one. Are we not going to the summary of the submission? We can't argue with that because the oral presentations were based on the written submission. Page 2. Still a continuation of summary of submission. H
page 3. Page 4.
There's a sentence that we repeated to every set of minutes, just above point 2 of all representations. On the 14th of January, the chairperson highlighted that the bill had been tagged by the Joint Act mechanism as a 676 bill. Then you said the same on the 15th. The chairperson highlighted that the bill had been tagged by the Joint Act mechanism as a 676 bill. Then you said the same on the 16th of January. The chairperson highlighted now. As I know you, you know, don't normally repeat yourself. You're not that old yet. I was just wondering if you repeat that every day. That the bullet intact is a 666.
That's to remind you, yes, I did. Remember that we had different people every day. So that was mentioned to us. They knew the people who came for the first time. That's what I was asking, and I wanted to clarify. Okay. Tando, who's doing the typing? You did do typing at school. You should know which is when that is lentils, what happened. And the space in between and all that, so that the document can look clean and neat. Are we agreeing that the areas that deal with the summary of issues raised, we accept them as they are because they were taken from the submission? And then we go straight to the main issues. Are we agree? Are we in agreement?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I think we're in agreement. Can we leave it to go? Because this is just what was taken from, so the whole things were taken from, there are certain areas, Sandra, that I think when you were typing, you made mistakes. And perhaps we should look into that. Revisit the submissions, the written submissions, and then put them here. And I think also you should can we just agree?
Okay.
If you agree, I'm looking at my right side, they are all facing to the puzzle. Are you okay? Are you following?
No.
Oh, okay. You're not? Okay. Hey, may I assist? Today I'm not 100% myself, so I can. But I'll try my best. Look at this. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So the age that I supposed to know. Oh, okay. Okay, situation. Okay, I'm told the people, the photo shooting people that they're waiting, they say you can wait long. Can we then go to the actual minutes? This is the report on the minutes on the bill itself, the public hearing. Are we comfortable with that? Page one. Come again. The one which we are dealing with was Tuesday the 14th. Do you have that? Yes, as is. Remember? There's a proposal. Sorry about that. Okay. Any second, if you get second, let him have a second. Can go to the next set of minutes. Can you can guide us?
What are the sisters of Shara?
Okay, the 15th of January, are we comfortable with that? Are we? Can you get a mover in a second, please? Colleagues?
Moving.
That, oh, the general says moving. Yeah, this is interesting. That's the final verse, and seconding. The third one, 15th of January. Any mover, if you're comfortable. And again, that was moving. Method is the seconding, thank you. The minutes on the response by the minister, that is 28th January. What are we saying? Any mover? We are doing well.
Yeah,
we adopt. There's a proposal for adoption. Second is method.
Are we going to have a proposal?
Yes.
Proposal.
It is on this. I'm putting it on record. There's no. We don't have any recorder. Parliament can't afford the recorder. That's what we took. But we record it manually, fine. The next minute, Tuesday the 4th, February, clause by clause. The minutes on the clause by clause in variation. I will
go to
the same down. Any second? In the case, Mabasa, thank you. The next one. If we are about to finish the venture, we ask the next one in the fifth, which is the continuation of the clause by clause. The attempt that was moving in seconder. Mayor Kili, thank you. The last one, I think, on the fifth. No. The consideration of the reverses bill. The Demagasa is moving in seconder. And that is the way you hand, you are not there. Any seconder? Metal TSC, thank you. The 11, where we're dealing with the finalization and the adoption of the bill. You agree? Thank you. And then the 18th, that's where we continued. Remember the 11th we performed? The 18th, yes.
I'm not certain, but I think Dr. Lewis would spell the surname L-O-O-T-S. I wonder if you could just check on the
my Smith.
Yes. Yes.
Which page? Of which? The 18th. The 18th, okay. Oh, you have already started the process.
That third paragraph is the second thing that Mr. Schultz also confirmed that Mr. Smith's
okay. Is loss of content no, yes. Move what? Content with the smart submission, I find. But what is the dot? Is it a mistake? Okay. There can't be two movers. The other one should second. Mr. Marasa moved with the memory seconded. Oh, seconded for the other way around. I think you have to put it correctly. The mover in the seconder. Okay. With the amendment, can we get a mover in the seconder? Colleagues, at no time. Judge Mabasa?
Aye.
Any seconder? Maitre, thank you. Any other? Then we'll be left with the report. We'll be left with the oversight report. Colleagues, as our indicators, we have a photo shooting question, and the people are there waiting for us. We've also invited former members of the committee, and are they already there? Or they're already there? So I'm not going to say much now. Can we go and take photos? close this meeting. This is the last meeting. Let me use it. By giving each member of the party to say a word or two, and then I'll make the final. Wait with that. Come on.
Only the last one. That's no, sir, colleagues, I think on behalf of the IFP, one must say thank you very much for the good work that you've done and the cooperation. I think that the colleagues that were here before me and myself have kept true to the party's principle of constructive opposition, and I think it has been warmly received as well by our colleagues in the majority party. We wish you all well, and may your campaigning be peaceful, and we hope that the unfortunate incidents which we are experiencing in KwaZulu-Natal are not going to spill over. The environment is rather toxic, and should we meet again post elections for those that will be returning, and all well post all the IFP issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Honorable Shimon.
I don't know from the team.
Peter, my colleague and I wish to say thank you for having us here. We wish and want to believe that our short stay was probably one of the most intense for the committee too, because of the legislation and stuff like that. We hope that our contributions were worthy of our being here. And as for going forward, thank you too for the way you handled the meetings, and I hope that you'll gather more strength from our support, and we hope that everybody has one of our candidates talking about as we go into this, the hospitals, everybody will be responsible and be appropriately. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mother, on behalf of the ANC.
As the component of the ANC, what we can say is that it's good that we were able to differentiate between party politics from developmental issues that face our broader the economies or the challenges that face our country. And that is the type of spirit that we should always keep in mind. So we do want to appreciate that, because even when we undertook oversight visits, there was always this teamwork, so that if people listened, they could not necessarily differentiate and say this is a member of another party, that one is ASC, you know, they would see us as a collective. But on the same breath, the ASC will also, having thanked all the parties that worked with the ASC, we would also wish to thank in Anastasia, the whip, Comrade Glenn Dooley, and the chairperson who has been leading us, because if you are well led, you are able to get to the right destination. And also the officials, thank you very much for the work well done.
Thank you very much. I think that this is marking the end of our term. I was also, from the chair's point of view, of course, I know I'm the ANC chair, but now I'm representing everybody. On my behalf, I would like to thank you all really for your participation, more than any other thing, for your respect, because if you did not display that respect, I don't think we could be where we are. You showed respect, and you made the environment possible for me also to lead you. I want to thank you because sometimes we are put in positions of authority, not knowing where to go, but through your guidance, through your cooperation, one was able to lead you. Thank you very much. And I want to take this opportunity also to thank the staff. I know sometimes it has been very hard. Some will cry when we give them tasks or engaging them, but I think that was meant just to build, and your cooperation also helped a lot, because it meant that that's helping me. suggesting something here on that board. Anyway. No, that was the official yes, but that was not intentional. The intention was just to make sure that it will work, and I'm happy that they did not take it personally. Also, they continue to support all of us. Even I would really want to thank them. I want to thank my PA, Venetia, I think, who's been there all the time. Without her, I don't think I could have been able to do much. She was always there reminding, helping me to where there was a shortfall. I think that she could come in handy in all situations. Our committee secretary and the assistant, I think sometimes we gave them a tough time, especially around the oversight when we go on oversight trip. But they were able to come back, take criticism very positively and come back again, you know, try their best. Thank you really for doing much of your work according to your ability. Sometimes, you know, you push even beyond your capabilities, but I think that's the way we learn, all of us. To our research and officer, we were able to get analysis even before this point that could come, just to help us understand some issues as parliamentarians. Your understanding of the fact that we're not deployed according to, you know, the areas of expertise, and we're able then to strengthen our understanding on issues. Thank you very much for that. I think your coming in made a huge difference. You could see that we developed more in terms of the content of what we were supposed to be doing. I think in our documentation was much clearer because you gave understanding into the work that we do, a deep understanding, I must say, the work that we're doing. And I think you didn't just come in and start undermining your report. You came in and wanted to understand and then, you know, joined the team that was there. So to me that was very important, and I want to thank you for that. To the members of the opposition, heavy, I must say, starting from those who started with us, Dr. Ravi and so forth, really pass our thanks to them, our gratitude to them, because they were always supportive. We, as the members were saying, we may differ in terms of the way we approach issues, because somebody said, some people think that we differing in terms of policies and so forth. We're not. It's just how you're going to approach issues. If you look at your policies, it's something that you've been working on and you've been doing. Yours was to strengthen them. But then, because we are politicians, we have to approach things differently. So I really felt that you came in and showed your maturity in the work in you know, in the committee. The way you approached things, you were not opposing for the sake of opposing. You were constructively dealing with issues, and from there on, that is why you also saw the attitude of the members from the ruling party. Were too accommodative of the issues that we were raising, mainly because of the way you were raising them. And thank you very much for that. I think we can. What I can say, can wish you all the best during elections, those who are coming back, all the best, and I hope that some of you are going to be redeployed into this committee, so that you can keep up the work that and continue with the work that you've been doing. There was a proposal here that we adopt the oversight report. I don't think that could be possible without really going through it. I hope that we might find another day where we're going to be looking at it. But at the moment, with the time that that we have, I don't think we'll be able to do it. Colleagues, thank you very much for your attendance, and may we enjoy our lunch, which is at level 2. Which ground floor? Mass building. Oh. Can you explain to us, because earlier on I thought it was the, you said the...
It's the room next to the Mahapodi restaurant.
Next to?
Mahapodi restaurant.
Okay. Alright, you heard. Let's go there. Thank you.
Thank you.